It's a little program we like to call Lawrence and Taylor, and it's happening right here on 590 WKZO. Roger, look with me at the calendar, if you will.
Yes.
You see the calendar right there.
Yes, I do.
You notice what it says. It's Friday.
The 14th.
Yes.
And it is Valentine's Day.
Of course, you're pointing that part out of it, too, you know. But
yeah. Well, you told me to look at the calendar.
So I figured that print was pretty small. You couldn't see that.
I got my glasses on.
And you're sitting much closer to it than I am.
Yes.
But nevertheless, I think we've got to do that once a week. Friday.
Yeah, there breathe it in, folks.
There it is.
It's Friday.
You're just a couple of hours away from freedom.
Yes.
So, or maybe less. I don't
know.
Some
if you work 7 to 3, you're on the downhill slide.
There
into
you go.
Weekend.
There you go. So, Abby is shaking her head, and that's fine. So,
she has no appreciation for weekend.
Apparently not.
That's because I don't really get one.
I know. Hey, we have a trend.
Somebody have some violin music or we really need to play that.
Hey, I like my job. It's okay.
We have a traffic issue.
Yes, we do. There's an accident in the right-hand lane on eastbound West Main at the Drake intersection. So if you're headed that way, you might want to try and avoid it.
Okay. Eastbound West Main at Drake.
Yep.
Don't go there. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. So just a little traffic note there for you, and little notes. We'll be with you here for the next couple of hours, providing some kind of entertainment. You know, we might approach it at times. So some interesting stuff, though, it being Valentine's Day, since you brought that up.
The videos.
Well, of course, the videos. Yes. And, you know, it's because I couldn't pick one of them. Because both were so good. And I have to admit that... though I'm a married man, happily so, I do have sympathy for single people on a day like this. Because not everybody's paired off, you know.
Right.
So we've got a couple of videos. If you're single on Valentine's Day, one of them, the record offers exclusively for singles. This is rather fun. You'll enjoy
it. It is funny.
Yes. And then another video, and there's one right under the other, so just check them both out. But the other one has to do with... what might possibly be the thing that's making you single? Meant to be strictly tongue-in-cheek, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So check them out and enjoy. Also, it's posted on our Facebook site, so you can check that out. And we always have something going on there anyway. So if you get there, you might as well like us. And you can be a part of the discussion that we have there. So you just go to the top of our website, WKZO.com, click on the Facebook link. There you are. It's that easy.
So do you have your Valentine's card or flowers or anything
now,
ready?
We take a more informal approach to it. We're going to end up seeing a movie sometime this weekend.
Ah, so. One of the romantic movies?
Yes, of course, of that variety. So, So yes, but we go a little more informal. So.
Yeah. I'm taking my wife to RoboCop.
You
know,
course,
a true romantic movie. It gets her in the mood.
I'm just seeing the smile through the glass there.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell that that's...
I could see the cheekbones come up when I said that.
That kind of movie, it just screams love, romance, you know.
That's why it occurred to me to let's do RoboCop this weekend.
You know, it probably screams it more than... old episodes of The Love Boat or something like that, you know.
Exactly.
So
that isn't on TV anymore, is it?
No, it really isn't.
Good.
That's probably just as well because, you know, Charo is on there every third week. So, you know.
That was a terrible show. That goes in the Wayback Machine.
Of course it does. Yes, it's way so far back we don't even want to go there. But several other things to talk about on our list. Same-sex marriage. We're going to talk about it today because Ted Cruz is bringing up a view on it, but it's a slightly different view. So we'll get into it. He approaches it a little differently than the for or against angle of it.
Yes.
So
I will have to agree on it. He takes a different approach.
Certainly he does. Also, people have talked about Hillary running for office, that she's almost a foregone conclusion as the Democratic choice for president next time. But there might be an issue to go with that.
Yeah,
that people aren't talking about.
She's my age.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Think of me as president. Just think about that, Jeremy. Makes Hillary seem good, huh?
Oh, good grief. So anyway, we also have, before we dig into the topic we're going to be hitting on here in a brief moment, there's actually, and the topic is simply this, there's a poll of some of the popular races and popular things in the state, and we're going to be breaking it down for you here in just a minute. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get there, we have not one, but two sets of movie tickets.
And we're not giving them away now. It'll be later.
No, yes, we are giving them away now. No, I'm kidding.
We are giving them away.
I just like driving him nuts.
And it works.
Yes. No, we're going to be giving some of these away here shortly because it's for the movie About Last Night, which, if you remember, I think there was a movie back in the 80s. I think this is supposed to be a modern-day upgrade on that.
Uh-huh.
That's my understanding of it anyway. So we've got a pair of tickets for this. This is meant to be kind of a Valentine's Day, take your date to it movie. So so we've got a couple of sets of tickets. We're going to be giving them away twice during the course of the show.
At the end of both hours, I suppose.
Who knows? Who knows?
Uh-huh.
I might just in the middle of a discussion suddenly go, you know what?
Now.
Yeah. Just to throw you off totally.
Well, so I'm easily thrown off, my friend.
Very true.
We did get a text.
Yes.
80373 is the number, should you choose to text. Love Boat is still on Antenna TV.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Antenna TV. I'm assuming it's one of those retro channels or something.
Yeah, or one of the sub-carriers or whatever they call them.
No, those are fun. I enjoy those.
Yeah.
The flashback type stuff. I don't know. I think there's one that a couple of years ago was still running the old Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah, with Lauren Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. You know, not the upgrade. I did enjoy the upgrade myself,
yeah.
But the original.
Yeah.
And they had that on one of those. So that's kind of interesting to see what they had in mind in the 70s, the late 70s, as to what technology would look like.
Right.
You know. So
whenever I'm in a bad mood,
mm-hmm.
if I watch an Andy of Mayberry,
mm-hmm.
my mood lightens. I can't be in a bad mood and watch the Andy Griffith Show. Maybe it's because it takes me back to when I was a kid and watching that. But it's just, God, couldn't life be like that nowadays?
You know, I need somebody in my life to be able to look at me and go, Now, that was an incredible idea, and ain't you the clever one for thinking of it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah, exactly. That just touches your heart.
It really does.
Yeah.
Life was much simpler. You gather around on the front porch, you sing songs with Barney Fife, who couldn't sing, but
right.
could sing at those particular moments.
It was,
never could figure that one out.
But I can't watch that and remain in a bad mood.
You know, my favorite episode of that, and then we'll get onto our topic. The pickle episode.
Oh, yes.
The pickle. It's a classic.
Pickle, yep.
It's a classic.
The whole show's classic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I think that was the highlight of the show for me right there, the pickle episode. You can't get much better than that. Well, first of all, apologies on the voice. It is not doing extremely well, but it's well enough to be on the air. So you just get to put up with me. That's just the way it is. So happens to me a couple times a year. So, Roger, you're celebrating. My voice might be going, so...
I'm thinking this is all in your head, sort of, Jeremy. Your voice does not sound that dramatically different to me.
It is a little on the hoarse side, so...
Oh.
So, I'll just say that. So.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, there have been some polling data that's been done in the state of Michigan, and interesting things that they've brought out of this polling data. They did a kind of a, okay, well, who do you like for governor? You know, because we've got basically two candidates. It doesn't look like either party is going to put up anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got the Senate campaign and which one is going to come out on top of that one. And then they also threw in the idea of minimum wage because there's a group trying to get that on the ballot in November.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the outfit is Epic MRA. Which they usually tend to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, I can remember, you know, in history they've been they've pretty well been accurate, you know, with maybe a few exceptions. But
I would I have a comfort level with Epic MRA, so I take these polls at face value.
Now, what they're showing at this point, and it's a poll of likely voters showing that Governor Snyder has an 8-point lead over Democrat Mark Schauer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that that's been maintained since the recent poll that they did. They're saying 8 points, that's pretty steady. They're also saying that right now, Terry Lynn Land is doing all right. It's a 3-point difference there. It is within the margin of error over the Democrat, Gary Peters, going for the Senate seat that Carl Levin is stepping down from at the end of his term here. Now, the other part of it, minimum wage, they're saying that, you know, unless you think that it's, oh, it's a Republican sweep. Well, there's some people that will say, well, minimum wage, we kind of like raising that. We like that idea.
Well, just last fall, that's exactly what New Jersey did.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie vetoed a minimum wage increase, and the very next election, they reelected him and passed the minimum wage and overruled the guy they just put in office. And so I'm thinking this has little to do with party politics.
Sure, sure. Well, and it's that classic thing of, we like you, but we don't like your idea.
Right.
You know, which I think you may have even seen in the most previous presidential elections. Like, well, we like this guy. He's pretty cool. We don't like everything he thinks of, but we like him. You know, and I think voters probably went there as well. I think the minimum wage is, you know, it seems like it's a simple idea. And we've had the discussion over and over and over again here. But I think it's more complex than you might think, because a minimum wage increase affects not only the people that are making minimum wage, but it affects everybody else in terms of cost of living and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Might even affect unemployment rates. So it's a very complex issue. If you break it down just to the idea of, do you like the idea of paying people a little bit more? Well, of course, sure. Yeah, it'd be nice to see people make a little bit more money. You know, that sounds pretty easy. Mm-hmm. If you dig into it a little further, I'd be interested to see what the numbers would say of, okay, if the minimum wage goes up, but the cost of living increases and some people get unemployed because of it, do you still stand for it? Then the question might be, all right, well, there's a lot of factors here. Let's look into this.
I'm thinking you're overlooking some of the reasons a conservative may be in favor of raising the minimum wage. Conservatives could be appalled at the corporations who are using federal safety net programs to keep their employees together. And we talked about it the other day. Every Walmart store you go past, about $900,000 taxpayer dollars go to their employees every year.
Oh, that's from that Democratic study that you you cited the other day.
No, that wasn't a Democratic study.
It was from Democratic members of a committee.
They released it, but it was a CBO study.
Well,
it was a Congressional Budget Office study, and you're correct. It was Democrats that were referring to it in that article.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're overlooking why even a majority of Republicans think that we need to raise the minimum wage. Some conservatives are appalled at welfare programs for affluent corporations.
Well, I mean, you can look at it that way, certainly, but look at it from the standpoint of saying, all right, are you for raising prices on practically everything? Are we for increased cost of living for everybody? Because that won't affect just the people making minimum wage. Suddenly, you're impacting the middle class there. And there's an awful lot of people that they're just living check to check. They're not necessarily, there's not a lot of extra room there to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, I'll pay another 50, 75 cents for a stick of deodorant or for a tub of butter or. You know, if you start talking about, well, okay, here's the result of minimum wage going up. Your prices are going to go up on everything. Well, then they might go, wait a minute, let's talk about this.
I think everything is a bit of an overstatement. The real minimum wage jobs tend to be clustered in very specific industries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Pfizer in their manufacturing here in town has, I'm guessing, no minimum wage employees.
No, but let's...
And so it won't affect a lot of businesses. It will affect burger companies.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's will be affected. It'll affect Walmart.
Okay, that's a pretty big corporation.
And so their prices may have to go up a mm-hmm. little bit
mm-hmm.
If they have to pay a living wage, if they can't depend on government subsidies to stay in operation. But if we're going to have a free enterprise economy, then we have to allow and perhaps force businesses to live in a free enterprise economy, and that means paying their wages that don't qualify their employees for government subsidies.
Now, you remember a few days ago when we went over who makes minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
and we went over the numbers. It turned out to be 0.8% of everybody over the age of 25 that makes minimum wage. For the most part, we're talking about teenagers that are getting their first part-time job. We're talking about college students that are getting a job just basically to pay for a little bit of this and a little bit of that while they're going to school. You know, we're not talking about a ton of people that are using minimum wage as a full-time job.
20%.
So you're sitting here saying that, okay, well, they qualify for that. There's an awful lot of people that are on a minimum wage job that is a second or a third source of income for a home. They're not the breadwinner. They're not the ones, you know, so you say, oh, well, they qualify for federal programs, but do they really? I'm not so sure they do. You know, so you're talking about, oh, federal subsidies for these companies. I'm not seeing it. And, you know, you continue to talk about this study, which, by the way, it was a Democratic study. It was commissioned by Democratic members of that committee. And, you know, you're acting like, well, okay, that's a fact. Well, that was also a study of one particular Walmart in one state, and you're projecting it onto every one of them all across America.
Ah, but other studies have confirmed the same thing, and some of the other studies actually painted in a different light. In Wisconsin, each Walmart store was estimated to cost taxpayers $1.7 million. So the $900,000 is a broader average covering more of mm-hmm. the country.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's only, what was that, 0.8%?
0.8%.
Then how can you say the price of everything is going to go up if there's that few people getting minimum wage?
Because the companies that are affected by it are employing some of these teenage workers and that kind of thing. You increase minimum wage for Walmart, Target, grocery stores, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to see prices on the basics going up. And that affects not just those people, but everybody. That affects every last one of them. We got a break that we need to get to at this particular point. We're going to continue the discussion, though, so make sure you keep it right here, and you can call in and share your insights as well. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280.
Or text to 80373.
And as we continue the discussion, we've got Chris on the line. Chris, we don't have a lot of time here, so quickly with your thoughts.
All right. First of all, happy Valentine's Day. Second of all, is Michael suspended because of his trivia question snafu yesterday? all right, third and fourth. Third, real quick. Most big labor union contracts are related to minimum wage. So when you say that it will in affect the overall economy? Yes, it will, because labor, union labor contracts will be, will increase with the minimum wage as well.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends. Okay. I mean, do you think that the adjustments in the auto market as far as labor, auto manufacturers, do you think that was a necessary adjustment or not? I think that it was a necessary adjustment. They had way too many people making way too much money. No offense to my brothers stamping out parts at wherever or doing assembly. But if labor is related to the cost of a product, you know, you can only support so much labor in the cost of a product. So, you know, if you want very, very, very expensive cars, then, yeah, have, you know, labor on the high end go up and up and up.
All right. Thanks, Chris. There you go. The sound of U2 here on your Valentine's Day, or as was pointed out to me by Abby, the producer, Singles Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day. That's a good one, Ab.
I hadn't thought quite about that because I haven't been single myself for quite some time. So not that I'm rubbing it in by any stretch, because I do have single friends who have pointed out this day. So
I'm trying to think if I have any single friends. I do not.
Oh, you don't have that one remaining Oberon in the fridge that you call your friend?
No, he's gone. I'm waiting for the new stuff now.
Which is, I guess, late that next month, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I want that one that I gave you back.
You're going to show up at my door. I want it back.
Yes.
I need it now.
Oberon, please. Stat.
Yeah, so it is Valentine's Day, and any plans on your end? You going to pick up a pizza or anything like that?
Yes, I think I am going to take my wife out for pizza tonight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's a step up. Normally, we would just go through the drive-thru at Burger King or Wendy's or McNasty's. So we're going to actually go in and have a sit-down pizza.
Mm, there you go.
Truly romantic. I'll bring a candle to put on the table.
Of course. Put a candle on the table.
And I'll be wearing
down
my,
low, that kind of thing.
My red thong under my jeans.
Okay. Thanks for going a little too far there.
That's me. One step too far.
That was more than one step. I just want to say.
That was quite a leap too far.
That was several steps into an area where no man has gone before and will not want to go. So,
no woman's wanted to go there either, unfortunately.
So, anyway, 25 degrees outside right now. You know, that actually sounds balmy, given what we've dealt with in the last couple of months.
It's all what you're used to.
When you kind of get that sense that, because for a while there was wearing, like, you know, the coat and the hat and putting on the scarf and the gloves and the whole bit. And as I left this morning, I was like, no, I'll leave the scarf behind, because after a certain temperature level, it just feels like excess.
Yeah.
You know, you start going, wow, it's actually warm outside. You know, I went to lunch, didn't even wear my gloves. It was cold, but I didn't care.
Yes.
You know?
It didn't seem as cold.
I was like, wow, this is actually kind of warm.
Yes. And speaking of warm, let's find out if that warmth is still on the agenda for next week.
See, now I thought you were going to say something nice about Bob, like he's such a warm, friendly guy. But no, you didn't go there.
I will if he still promises us warm weather next week. If he doesn't, he's no longer on my Christmas card list. It's that simple.
Well, Bob, can you handle it not being on his Christmas card list?
The pressure is on now.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Roger, Jeremy. Doing fine.
Good. Well?
Yes, you know, you're talking about warmth. I think it was, 31 yesterday at this time when we chatted? At least at the station, I said I hadn't quite gotten to 30 at the airport. It was 28. We never did quite make it. The official high yesterday was 29. So in the books, not the warmest day of the month. We had a 30 on the 1st of February. Yesterday, coming in second, silver medal, 29 degrees. We just missed out on the gold.
Yes. And we will tax that.
Right.
Well, right. The other part of the question is the weather coming up going to be terribly taxing on us?
Well, you know, we still see the warmth coming. To cut to the chase here, we do see the warmth coming at the end of next week. I think as soon as Thursday, we could not only be in the 40s, I think we're at least 50 on Thursday of next week.
That just deserves a Marv Albert impression. Yeah. Yes!
Right. Now, before we get there, we still have a couple of bumps in the road. Nothing too serious this weekend. Cold, but not as cold as we had seen earlier this month, not as cold as we had seen time and time again during January. We dropped to around 10 degrees overnight tonight. That's 10 above zero. Some light snow in the area tomorrow night could leave an inch. Then it clears out on Sunday. Still in the 20s, though, upper 20s Sunday afternoon. I am more concerned now about Monday night. We talked about there being a second storm on Monday from a couple of days ago. It looked like maybe a couple of inches. Yesterday looked like maybe 2 to 4 inches. Today it's looking like it could be 3 to 5 inches. I'm talking about Monday and Monday night, President's Day. Or do they even call it President's Day anymore? Every calendar I have, it just occurred to me today, they all say Washington's birthday. Was there some official proclamation that it's no longer to refer to it as President's Day, just Washington's birthday?
Yeah, it's President's Day on our calendar.
That's weird. I saw that, and as I scanned through official forecasts from the Weather Service, they all say Washington's birthday on Monday. So I didn't know if there was some move made. I always still thought of it as President's Day, but okay.
We're going to have our ace producer look into that.
Yeah. Perhaps it's just interchangeable.
Yeah.
It could be.
Anyway, regardless of what we want to call it, Monday night, I think we're going to be dealing with snow, and some of that could come down hard for a while. To answer that, though, that we start to moderate by Thursday, the next storm that follows that Monday storm, it's a rainstorm for Thursday above 50, and the next storm after that could be a rainstorm Friday night and Saturday of next week into next weekend. I do believe it's colder for the second half of next weekend, Sunday, so this isn't the start of spring, but we'll at least enjoy a temporary thaw.
Will we get enough melt during that brief period to cause problems?
I suspect at the very least there will be street and highway flooding because of drains that are clogged by surrounding snowbanks and slush and everything. So if we're able to clear those drains out and leave a path for the water to drain, I think we'll be in better shape. But I think it's a tall order. We're not going to get every one of those drains cleared, so there's liable to be all kinds of street and highway flooding. In terms of more substantial, serious flooding, probably not, but I would keep my guard up because it won't take a great deal of rain for that to happen along with the snow belt, and we could be looking at upwards toward an inch of rain, so that might be enough to trigger at least minor flooding, and I am concerned about the street and highway flooding. It'll become very messy.
Okay, wow. So given everything that you've said to this point, your word for the day would be?
The word is romantic for Valentine's Day. Nothing says romance like slush and fog and drizzle.
And RoboCop.
That's right.
That's the movie that's that right. Roger's going to go see for Valentine's Day.
That's opening today, is it not?
Yeah.
Or did it? Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the height of romance.
You have to come back with a review on Monday.
Oh, okay, Bob.
Okay.
But until then, while it's cold, I guess you could say romantic in the sense that it's good snuggle weather. So there you have it.
There you go. All right. So, well, it's also Friday, so that means we break down the numbers today.
We have numbers. I'll start with the year. I think you know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at this point for the year, we had an average temperature of 26.4. That was about a degree and a half milder than average. This year, not so much milder than average. 15.2, that's 9.5 below average. That's quite a swing in 1 year, about an 11-degree swing. Precipitation-wise, actually had the edge last year, over 5 inches of rain and melted snow. That was almost 3 inches wetter than average. This year, we're pretty close to average at 2.47. Snowfall-wise, for the season, last year on this date, 41.7 inches. This year, 78.2. Quite a bit. Now, for the month, last February was a cold month, 23.5 degrees at this point for the first half of the month. That was nearly 2 degrees colder than average, 23.5. How about this February so far? How about 12.1 for an average temperature, 13.5 colder than average? So just astounding. Precipitation-wise, last February, 0.64, about average. This year, only 0.36, about a quarter inch below average. And here's something I found interesting. At this point in February, there was actually more snow last year than this February. 12.9 last February, this month, 11 inches, 1.9 inches behind last February to this point.
So we're actually lower. Wow.
When it comes to snow. For this season, it's not even close. 78.2 to 41.7.
But February isn't over. And
it's not.
We're talking 3 to 5 Monday, you said.
Yeah, that's preliminary. And maybe even an inch tomorrow night. So you add those two together. And I haven't looked up last February's total at this stage for like Valentine's weekend. But we're going to add to that 11-inch total over the next few days before it warms up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have a good weekend. What romantic activities are you planning?
I'm trying to think. I think I'm going to finish shoveling the driveway out a little bit. We got most of it done, but the plow came by again. So, good stuff. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, that actually will warm the cockles of your wife's heart.
It's true. It's about time you did something, right? Something useful, that is. Yeah.
There you go.
Have a good weekend, Bob.
Thanks,
you
Bob.
Too. And enjoy RoboCop, Roger.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, truly romantic.
Of course. It's, no movie says romance more than killing a whole lot of people with a robotic law enforcement guy.
I couldn't
come
Detroit.
Up with the words. In Detroit.
Right down the road.
So it's sort of like Same as Usual with a robot.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll continue on the program. You know what? Fun stuff ahead. Keep it here. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here, along with...
Oh, Roger Taylor.
Yeah, I see. There you go. You're just kind of off in space now.
No, it's I was reading. I'm not good at multitasking. I was doing something.
There we go. Roger, our unitasker. All
yes,
right. Well,
that's me.
Fortunately, Abby is not a unitasker. She's actually kept up with a lot of things. And in our little discussion with Bob, we were trying to figure out... President's Day, Washington's birthday, what is it really? So we're going to check in because she has checked on it.
They are used interchangeably. Washington's birthday is actually February 22nd, but they decided to move it to the third Monday in February. So President's Day and Washington's birthday are interchangeable.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
We know now. Thank you, Abby.
See, I was a little concerned.
You're welcome, Roger.
We were moving it to the 3rd February of the year or something.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That would be rather infrequent.
Instead of have, we would have leap month instead of a leap day.
There you go. Leap month. Why not? Absolutely, why not? All right. Well, because it's Valentine's Day and some people are planning on a date and that kind of thing, we want to help.
I'm not falling for it because as soon as I get excited, nope, not now.
See, I just lie. It's the whole bait and switch thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Nope, I'm not buying into it anymore.
Of course not. So, well, you can sit over there and not buy into it while we give these away.
Okay.
we've got the tickets are for a movie called About Last Night. It opens up today.
That sounds romantic.
Yes, it's one of those date movies.
Yeah.
Celebration Cinema. Is where it's going to where you're going to be able to go see this. This
good
is the one,
place for a date movie.
Definitely, this is the one in Portage. It's right behind the mall. Real easy to get to, and you talk about easy. It's one of these easy places to watch a movie. I mean, you just it's a
ooh,
great
those
place.
Seats,
to,
I wish I could have one of those in my rumpus room. those
you,
seats
you actually
are
have
great.
A rumpus room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're one of the few people in America that still has one of those, but. But I tell you what, you'll be able to enjoy that. We got two tickets here, and we'll take, let's see, what numbered caller shall we take here? And
6.
6? Okay.
Caller number 6.
Caller number 6. Here's the numbers, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We're going to take caller number 6, and they're going to be the winner of these tickets. To go see About Last Night.
Who's in that? Do you know off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I do not. But I can look it up here very quickly.
And while you're there, why it's a perfect place to take a date. They have some gourmet food and even adult beverages and a lot of craft beer. They don't have your junk beers. They have good beer there, so you don't have to settle for caca when you go to the movie.
All right. So who's in it? Kevin Hart is the top actor in this, getting top billing. Regina Hall, Michael Ealy, Joy Bryant. Not a whole lot of known names, but it looks to be one of those ensemble pieces, I think, from what they're going for it. So it's being billed. It's a comedy, also a romance. It is rated R, so you don't want to take the kids to this.
That's why we're only given two tickets.
Exactly, so that you can take your date to it.
Like we give away, here's a family four-pack to an R-rated movie.
Of course. Now, if it was the Lego movie, that'd be different. But
yeah,
not in this case.
Right.
So
no family pack necessary for an R-rated movie.
And certainly not. So you can look forward to that. And I'll just give you a little hint. If you're thinking, all right, there's no way in the world I can be caller number six on this one. Because who knows? I mean, you know, she's taking calls right now, so anything's possible. We're not done giving away pairs of tickets here.
There's more.
We're not going to do it right now with the second pair.
I knew that.
But a little later in the program, we're going to get to another pair of those. So that way people can go and take in a movie.
Yeah, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Something.
I think it would be shame on you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, one thing that I guess, you know, we were talking about that poll earlier that Epic MRA did.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about some of the races, the governor's race results at this point, it really does not surprise me, given the way that we've seen things unfold so far, the way that things are happening in the race to this point. I think, you know, you're seeing now things can change always, but I think, you know, you're seeing Governor Snyder. It's like he's hitting on all the right things right now. And on the other side, you know, Mark Schauer hasn't necessarily done anything terribly wrong, but he's not getting the public notice. And I think the other thing that was a real blow for him is that there were some Democrats that were begging other Democrats, please get in this race, please. So that doesn't bode well if you're a candidate.
I think his biggest problem is he's only known in our corner of the state.
Mm-hmm.
He's got real name recognition issues in the Detroit area, the whole eastern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a representative from the district that comes as close as Battle Creek.
Sure.
And he's not a household name in the state.
Well, a household name doesn't always serve you, though. I mean, think several years back, Jeffrey Figer. We all knew who he was, but that was not a good thing necessarily.
Well, that is true. Oh, yeah, I know him.
That's one of those proud moments in Democratic history in the state of Michigan.
Yes. But what remains to be seen is if Mark Schauer can come up with enough money to deal with the name recognition issue.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the minimum wage thing. He might find some leverage in that. Although Snyder doesn't so much say he's opposed to raising the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
He just says it's not a critical issue with him. And so it's not like he is out campaigning against it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
I think he's just kind of going, well, I don't know if we've got the room to be able to do that, you know. And I think in some ways he's approaching it as the complex issue that I believe it is, to be able to say, all right, well, there's a lot of factors we got to look at before we go, okay, that's a good idea. So, you know, I think there is some intelligence in that approach instead of going, I'm against it, you know, particularly when you've got whatever it was, I think it was 60% of people saying, yeah, it's a good idea. I think it's maybe just at least careful of him to be somewhat pragmatic about it.
I'm well, just, especially...
Okay, maybe, maybe not.
I don't know if this study in particular showed that even Republicans are in favor. He can't turn a lot of his people off with the coming out against the minimum wage. He's at least can't offend them. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking he's looking at his non-committal status on minimum wage as a good thing based on this study.
Okay. Well, Abby is telling me we actually have a winner.
We do?
So she's got her winner over there. So, Abby, who was the lucky caller?
The lucky caller was Lynn Wells.
All right. So she's going to win herself some tickets to see this movie. You know what? If she's fast, she might still be able to pick them up.
Yeah, you got till 4:30.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, we got till 5, and we got lots to talk about, so make sure you keep it right here. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 KZO. We gotta go.